Welcome to Reading and Writing for College Students. My name is Sky Pike, and I will be guiding you through the process of reading, Unit 1, and the first section, Reading is a Process. Reading is an active process that takes place both in our brains and through our eyes. To illustrate the active process of this, I want to tell you about when I was a child in middle school and Sunday school. My brother and I were in the same Sunday school class, and the teacher would have us read a passage of scripture, and then he would have us ask questions about the passage. As we were reading, some students would read very well. Other students, like my brother, would be very difficult for them to read the passage. But when it came the time to answer the questions, my brother could answer every question about the passage because he understood what he was reading. He was using his mind to comprehend it. Whereas other students, when the teacher asked a question, they had no idea what they had just read. The process of true reading is about comprehending, taking in the words so that we understand them, not just reading them. True reading was being done by my brother. Even though it was slow, it was true reading. What the others that were doing were simply mimicking what the word said. So reading is an unconscious mental process that we do as adults once we learn to read. It is sudden, it is instantaneous, it is automatic. The process begins when the words go into our eyes. The eyes, the nerve at the optic nerve then takes those objects of those words that are into our brain. Our brain processes them, translates them into some type of mental image that we can see with our mind, and then puts them in the context of other images and concepts and ideas that we have in our mind so that we get comprehension. And this happens instantaneously in nanoseconds or less from the point that we see the word until we actually comprehend what is being said in the context of all the other words. It's a process, as I just mentioned now, that's composed of multiple other sub-processes that are going on in our brain. It's taking these multiple areas, and literally they're different areas of our brain that work together to give us an idea of what the words are saying and be able to picture it or comprehend it in our minds. We don't do it without effort. It's normal. Once we learn to read, it literally becomes ingrained into our pathways of our brain so that it becomes an instantaneous process that is little more than a reflex. It's really not thinking at all. When we read, we can read without thinking and not understand a thing, as I talked to you about with the story of my brother and the other students in that Sunday school class long ago. And it's a process that begins with the recognition of language and what that language means. So as children, actually in utero, in our mother's wombs, we were able to start hearing the sound of our mother and our father. Our children can recognize the sounds of their mother's voices and their father's voices and other common people in their lives while they're still in the mother's womb. As infants, as our parents teach us, the parents are doing a cognitive process of trying to teach the children what these words mean. And as they're doing things like reading, as we see in this picture, or talking with them, or speaking to them in language, the child begins to associate the symbolic words with what each of those objects or thoughts or ideas means. Perhaps the most memorable point for a parent is when the child recognizes the word mama or papa with the person that is mama or papa and starts calling them by that name. So these mental processes involve the hearing, they involve recognition, they involve comprehension. And they do not develop, the cognitive part of it takes time to develop correctly, because it literally takes time to ingrain those pathways in our head. But once we get them there, we can use them and they can become a part of how we read everything and how we look at the world, how we comprehend everything. That is the end of Unit 1.